You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Ah, yes. Hour number three. Couple of pairs of tickets still to give away. I'll do so today. To our crawfish boil in conjunction with Sports Center. Throwing a little crawfish boil. Trying to get some Pelicans fans to give their takes on how they feel about Zion. It's next Thursday, Joey. 1 week from tomorrow, the NBA draft. Hard to believe it's right around the corner. And in the meantime, man, Anthony Davis, Rich Paul, they are leading the headlines all the way around. We'll get into that here in a little bit. First, let us officially welcome you to the Midway Point of your work week yet again.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
It is Shock G, the Digital Underground, head coach Sean of the Peyton, letting you know. That's you, almost right there. That's right. That is right. Getting you ready for the weekend. More importantly, words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
There it is. Hour number three of the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA's the way to chime into the conversation. I'm going to recap a little of day two in minicamp with some observations from those out there tweeting during the practice, of course, going on during our show. Jordan, the intern, is there. We'll play what Coach Payton had to say on day one. We'll hear from Teddy Bridgewater here as well. We touched on NHL game number 7, St. Louis and Boston. Barry Melrose, Steve Levy. Got a quick 2-minute breakdown on what they think tonight. I'll play that as well. Women's World Cup, we've been talking about that. Do you think it was a big deal? They scored 13 goals, didn't call off the attack, and more importantly, celebrated after each and every one of those 13 goals to a lot of people, probably too much so. So I'd love to get your take on that. Should you celebrate or not? A couple of things we touched on already. I've seen reported Drew Brees got picked off by Marshawn Lattimore, but he kind of made up for it. 49 seconds to play. That was the situation. That was the drill. 60 yards to score. Hit Ted Ginn Jr. for a touchdown with 4 seconds to go on the clock. That's awesome. Like to hear that. All right. Back to the phone lines we go. 800-998-1003. Corey, thanks for joining us. What you got, man?
Thank you, Gus, for having me. First off, sure. I just want to say congratulations to Cam Jordan. Going to be a saint for life. Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. Love that. And the Anthony Davis thing is just, if he really see what's going on, they basically, when I say they, I mean Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, quote-unquote LeBron's company, they basically using Anthony Davis to keep LeBron James's legacy afloat. You know what I'm saying? You bring AD into the mix, getting him to L.A. with LeBron, possibly y'all can win more championships or whatnot. That's all this is about. Keeping LeBron legacy, trying to put him on the pedestal with Jordan as far as trying to get him to the 6 championships or whatnot. And, you know, like, when I saw AD on the little HBO show that LeBron got, Anthony Davis, the shop, when Anthony Davis was trying to talk, they put the camera on LeBron, and it looked like LeBron was, like, trying to talk for him. Basically, like, they gave AD a script to read and say, you know, basically what they wanted him to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand your body is your business. You want to be the CEO of your business or whatnot, which is your body. We get that. But it just seemed like, you know, they doing a lot of talking for him. They coaching him a lot on what to say and how to say it, because this has really never been Anthony Davis' personality at all. You know, one of the callers said he didn't have no dog in him. He don't. Mm-hmm. He never had dog in him. And for him to be trying to come off like the person that, you know, he's been coming off as since he's been with Clutch Sports is just, you know, I think it's doing something to his image. And in the next 5 years, believe it or not, I'm thinking Clutch Sports is going to get blackballed by a lot, you know, people in the NBA, just how they handle business and how they do business. That's just,
well, like,
you know,
like,
my opinion.
Like I said, Corey, the thing that stands out to me in the Sports Illustrated article is literally him saying that he got bent out of shape because apparently Dell Demps didn't follow his protocol or what he thinks is natural protocol of him saying, give me a trade, and then Dell Demps, sure, okay, let me call you back. I got to talk to Gale, and he picked up the phone and called Anthony Davis. This is crazy to think that the general manager isn't allowed to call his player, the guy that's the franchise guy, the guy that, again, up until September hadn't given any indication that he wanted out, any indication whatsoever, when literally 2 months before that in free agency, he's recruiting Julius Randle and others. So
exactly.
I think Dell Demps had every right to probably go, what are you talking? Hold on. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It would be like you call my wife and go, yeah, you know, Gus says it's just not working out. Call me back what you think if you want to do it. You don't think she's going to call me?
She's going to call you.
Who's this Corey guy saying you want out?
Right.
Well, you wait till you get home. I'll show you a way out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's incredible. You're not going to talk to him.
In Rich Paul's mind, it was wrong. But,
well,
like any logical person would know Dell Demps did the right thing. Barring, you know, all the messed up things Dell Demps did as far as the organization and whatnot.
Well, here's the other thing, Corey. You can't trust him. Because he had Magic Johnson out there for weeks when Magic went, you know, nutso and just threw everybody under the bus and saying it was Dell Demps. So Rich Paul saying it was Dell Demps. But yet today he admitted it was him that called Adrian Wojnarowski. It was him that did it. But he's blaming Dell Demps because I had to do it. I had to go nuclear option because you disrespected me. Like, that's ridiculous.
But
he admitted it was not Dell Demps. So
it's your agent, though.
I hear you.
Like,
Corey, you want to go to the crawfish bowl?
Yes, indeed. That's why I called, baby. I love free crawfish.
Hey, free crawfish, and more importantly, you got to get yourself on SportsCenter, dude. Yourself on SportsCenter. All right, so Corey, hold on. You're going to join Garrett, Jordan, Allen, Anthony, and Joey over at the Crawfish Bowl. We got 20 pairs, so we got plenty more the next couple of days. Brian and Mark, the next 2 days, will be taking care of you on that. But hold on, we'll get your full name, and your name will be on the list. It's Saturday evening, 5 o'clock, doors open, 6 o'clock, the crawfish should be ready, is what I'm being told by the ESPN people. So enjoy,
much
man. Thanks for calling.
Much appreciated, Gus.
Yeah,
much
man,
appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Hold on.
Yep.
Okay, put you on hold. There it goes. And now we bring in Dennis. Dennis, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, bud?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing today, Gus?
Doing well, dude.
All right, now, let me tell you something. I don't mean no harm to nobody. I'm tired of this Anthony Davis trade. We got the number one pick. I'm done with that. You want to go, let him go. Wherever you want to go ahead, wherever going to benefit my New Orleans team. You know, so I'm a firm believer. I'm a Pelican. And I love him. I don't want to go nowhere. I thank Ms. Vincent for not letting him go nowhere. So anything else happen, I'm a supporter. I got me some season tickets, a couple of packets, so I'm enjoying them. I want to keep him here. If Zion be a number one pick, a good player for us, good, fine. But as long as we win and I'm happy with that, I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to put pressure on the young man. You know, I just want him to come here, enjoy our culture, enjoy our lifestyle, and just be a part of New Orleans, you know. So that's why I tell everybody when I do traveling, and people talk about, let me come to New Orleans, where I see my New Orleans prominence and all that. Man, New Orleans is a lovely place. You enjoy it, and New Orleans, love whoever come here, we diversify. You know, and we love everybody. You ain't no East, race, white, color, or nothing like that. And that's what I want him to do, you know. Like I said, I'm done with Anthony Davis. You ready to go? Bye. You know, I'm done with it.
I'll tell
you
what, man.
I feel about everything. Huh?
Dennis, Cam Jordan is a great representative of what you're just talking about. He's bought in, a guy from Cali out there, and just has ingratiated himself and made it be known. He gave the team a hometown discount. That's not max money for a player of his caliber and his position. He could have got more if he would have tested it. He could have held out. He could have, let it affect him. And he was like, look, just take care of me. And I think that's what's so important about the money that was guaranteed in the extension that he signed this morning is that protects him. That protects his family. You see the picture that he took today. He has his wife and his three kids with him. He understands where the career is, and it's one play that can sort of change your career. Now that's guaranteed. Now that's coming to him. So I love it, man. I think it's great. And like you're saying, I think Pelicans fans are ready to turn the page, and especially as the days go by, Joey played it earlier, the soap opera theme music, man, as the days go by where it's just, this is my disrespect. You got to talk to me. Look, he's just a rental. You can do whatever you want. I'm thinking about my guy, not Draymond Green, who, by the way, is also a producer with LeBron on the shop. So he has share and stake. He's out there saying, look, no one even talked about AD until now and look how powerful he is. I'm like, dude, that's, you're looking at it the wrong way. But to some people, that's how they look at it, So it is what it is, man. But I'm with you. I think more people think like you, Dennis. I think more people are ready for the season. I think more people are ready for next Thursday. They can't wait to hear Adam Silver say, with the first pick of the 2019 NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson. And then the place is going to go nuts. I think people are going to go nuts. I mean,
I'll try to put the old franchise, all this on his back. It's five players on the court at a time. Everybody got a chance to shoot that ball. Drew Holiday, look at him, man. He's here. So, he's going to do some things. Don't get me wrong. Zion's going to do some things. I respect that. But at the same time, it's a team thing. It's a team thing. So I just want him to come here to enjoy and have fun. As long as he's having fun, we're going to win. As long as everybody else on the court with him having fun, we're going to win. Well, we might not win on the scoreboard, but we're going to win because we're enjoying the game. We bring a talent to New Orleans. And that's the only thing, we want to be champions and we want to be having a talent. We want to enjoy life in New Orleans. We don't have to be the best of everything. Yeah. We ain't the best marketing. We just down south good people. And that's why what I like about New Orleans. That's what I love.
Dennis, I need you at that crawfish boil, man. Can you get to the crawfish boil Saturday?
Yeah, I can get that Saturday. Just like I normally go to the Harley Davidson. I don't see you out there no more.
Well, there you go. I need you to get out there on Saturday. You need to get out there Saturday because what you just said is exactly what they're looking forward to put in that SportsCenter feature. It's a free crawfish boil. It'll be ready for 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5. Hold on. I'll give you a pair of tickets. You can get there. It's absolutely free. And then Joey will give you all the details. Hold on. I'm giving you a pair. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem, boss, man.
All right, man. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Sean Payton on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. UPS Store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. Going to talk to Tim Grubbs here coming up a little bit. Major League Baseball storylines and check in on the baby cakes. 800-998-1003. As we continue to take your phone calls, again, tons to kind of get into here. We're going to play some Sean Payton from yesterday. They're wrapping up practice. Join the interns out there as well. Let's see. O'Keefe, I think is what I got here on my screen. O'Keefe, what you got, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, Gus, how you doing today, my man?
Good, man. How are you today?
I'm okay, man. I've been following you on Twitter for a long time, man. And I got to say, you're one of the best radio broadcasters I've been hearing. For half of my life, man.
All right, how much? How much is my wife paying you for that?
Nothing, man. You're just the best, Gus. I work every day, and I listen to you every day, man. I'm always listening to you. You know, I look forward to it every day. I just wanted to tell you that.
I appreciate it, man. You were going to crawfish bowl already, but I appreciate the kind words. I don't know if you're trying to butter me up to get into that crawfish bowl, but what you got, man?
Man, I got.
Okay, well, that's good. I appreciate it.
All right, I just think that we should trade Anthony Davis to the Knicks and get, R.T. Barrett, J.T. Barrett. We need to put him
R.J. Barrett,
and Zion, him and Zion on the field together with Drew Holiday. Because I'm thinking about the Golden State Warriors when they drafted Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. So I'm just thinking as they progress and they get more experience, I think we will have something like that in the future. So that's why I'm thinking we should send Anthony Davis to the Knicks, you know, because the Knicks going to, let's try to make that happen right there for us, you know?
Look, man, I'm with you. I think 100% more than anything. I think sending him out there to the Knicks, he said it's one of those two franchises he'd be happy to sign a long term. So you know what? He's happy. He can go away. You go there. And again, I don't have to face him four times. I see him twice. At worst, I'll see him in the finals if we ever get there. I just think it makes sense to me. Here's the other thing, too, aside from the emotional aspect of the whole Lakers. And I don't like anything they got there. I just don't. And if I have to go pick for pick, I'd rather the third pick rather than the fourth pick. And
exactly.
I think with some of the pieces that you can get from the Knicks, you can parlay that to some other teams that maybe want a Dennis Smith Jr. or Mitchell Robinson or some other guys. Maybe you might want to keep them as well. But I like that third pick. You know me, I've gone full fantasy mode. I'm like, you know what, I'll grab that. Then I call Memphis and I say, Memphis, what do you want out of this? I just want to move up a spot. Why don't you move down one? Look at my haul that I got from New York. What do you want to move down one spot? You can get, you know, picks. You can get players. You can do what you want. You got Conley, your point guard. We want Ja. I mean, give me Ja and Zion and I'm good.
Because we're going to make Zion happy in the long run, you know, because he got one of his Duke players and one of his friends with him, okay? So he sees that the Pelicans is willing to work to make him happy. But, you know, so I think that's just a great move right there. Just send him to the Knicks, you know? Let's get these picks and let's get the ball rolling for this season, because I believe Anthony Davis destroyed our season last year. He completely destroyed it, you know? Because if it wasn't for him talking about a trade, we were still in the hunt for the playoffs. Once that happened, everybody said they didn't know what to do anymore. If he is gone, if he is gone, and it's just like, up and down, you know? So he needs to go because the city doesn't want him no more, because he doesn't want the city. And if you're not with us, you're against us, you know? So let's move forward and send it to the next thing, you know, make it happen, you know?
I like it, O'Keefe. Hey, hold on, man. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get you a pair of tickets. You can make your way over to that crawfish boil on Saturday and go speak on our behalf. Sound good?
It sounds wonderful. Thanks, Gus.
All right, my man. Hey, thank you for tuning in, man, and supporting. I appreciate it. There he goes, O'Keefe. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. We love to visit with them on Tuesdays, but you were traveling over yonder to El Paso, Texas. Is it any hotter than it is in New Orleans right there on the border of Mexico and the U.S., my friend?
Well, Gus, you know it's much hotter here, but it just all depends on how you value that humidity. You know, yeah. walking to lunch today, and you know this place because you traveled here for Tulane, and we stay at the same exact hotel. It's deja vu. But it's easier to walk around here, even though I think it's close to 100. I think it's supposed to get to 100 today, but it's like 97 right now at the moment. But no humidity, so I guess it's a little easier. I don't know.
Look, I hear you, man. I hear you. They're playing El Paso after a nice little homestay. And what's it been like since we last talked last week with the team?
You know, we had a good series against Fresno, played well. The first game against Sacramento was a train wreck, gave up a home run to lead off the game. I think it was 4-0 at the end of the first and never got back on track. Lost that game 10-0, bounced back nicely on Saturday. Sunday, we had a blown save. It was one of those games that you look back and you're like, absolutely should have won that game, but it got away in the ninth, ended up losing it in the 10th. And then, I don't know, I feel, and I don't know if there's any stat that would ever back me up on this. I feel like when you blow a save in the ninth and lose the game late, the next day there is a carryover. And I know they always say that, you know, there's no momentum in baseball. It's always the next day's pitcher. But I felt it carried over, and we ended up losing on Monday as well. So ended up losing 3 of 4. Had an off day, as you mentioned yesterday, traveled here. And you want to see some scoring. I'm interested to see how this baseball, we have a different baseball this year, how the ball will kick, you know, because we're in El Paso and Albuquerque for the next week, stadiums that were already high-scoring places. And if you take a look at their home and road splits, it's incredible. So we're going to probably need to score 8 or 9 runs a night to be able to win in the next 7 days.
That's pretty incredible. That's kind of a team that's making a lot of moves and some noise there.
Yeah, no, I mean, this, you know, we're with El Paso, which is a Padres affiliate, which is one of the better farm systems. Of course, they've, you know, shocked the world by signing Manny Machado this past offseason. But they've got one of the top farm systems, and it's a beautiful ballpark in downtown El Paso, but the ball flies. So we'll see how it goes. We have the number one ERA in the league. So this is going to be trusting it, you know. Especially as I've always told you, our starting pitching is what we go with. Our starting pitchers are best. If they can get us 6-7 innings, then usually you're in good shape. So I'm interested to see how these guys adjust and adapt to pitching in elevation and pitching in ballparks like this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to sort of see. Obviously, you don't think of conditions being a factor when you think of El Paso, but it is. I mean, unless you've been there, and again, haven't been there, it is. It's. I mean, I still think of the college team's football stadium and where it's at. You know, it's just, it's crazy. It's built into the rocks of a mountain. You know, so I mean, there is something to kind of speak of it.
Yeah, it's really weird when you walk into the Sun Bowl. Depending on what end zone you walk into, the one end, you're at the top of the stadium. When you're walking on street level, and then
right.
You walk in and you're up top. Now walk in the other entrance of the stadium because it's in the mountain. You're on the bottom level. So it's very cool. It's a great little atmosphere. And I like this city. Of course, the food is great. You know, the people are really nice. And, you know, it's definitely an interesting place. But, you know, when you're dealing with elevation, it doesn't make that big of a difference in basketball or with football. But it really does with baseball. And the ball really, really carries. And it'll be fun, you know, next week when I talk to you and give you your update. You know, I'm interested to give you the report on how our pitchers, you know, withstood all this elevation and everything they deal with out here.
Speaking with Tim Grubbs, voice of the Baby Capes, at Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow over on Twitter. Look, I've been seeing a lot of storylines this week in Major League Baseball about the contentious atmosphere right now that's going on between the teams, players, umpires, the works. Seeing a couple more ejected over at Fenway, 3 players. What's going on lately in the last 2 weeks?
You know what? I don't know if you can really pin it on one thing. You know,
right?
I've definitely seen there's a bunch of things. Like, for example, the Braves game the other night, a pitch hits Josh Donaldson, and it just nicked him. But he stares down the pitcher, and then the pitcher stares at him, and before you know it, you're in the bottom of the first inning. They eject Donaldson and eject Joe Musgrave. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that needed to happen. You know what I mean? That needed to, you know, they got to be a little bit more patient. I think players, you know, with the ball jumping as much as it is, with as many home runs as there is, pitchers are throwing more inside. One, if you make contact, it's a lot harder to hit a home run. And two, you know what I mean? It's just, but you're also, you got to have pinpoint control. You are going to hit guys when you do that. And I think a lot of times, it's not intended. It's not intentional, obviously, if it's the batter after a home run. We know there are some times where it's like definitely intentional in situations like that. But I think it's definitely causing a problem with them pitching inside so much. And I think in some situations, umpires are pulling the trigger, you know, and ejecting pitchers a lot quicker. And hitters, you know, we had you know, a guy that played with us for parts of three seasons, Derek Dietrich. And it, you know, he's got a lot of home runs, and he poses, and he's always been that way. He was that way when he was in New Orleans, and you know, he's in Cincinnati now with the Reds, and you know that. And he's just, you know, he's hit a bunch of home runs. He's taking his time running around the bases, and before you know it, the opposing team is not necessarily drilling him; they're hitting the best player on the Reds, which is kind of how you do it. You know, it's kind of baseball policing itself that you drill the top guy, so that top player goes in the clubhouse, hey man, run the bases a little quicker, otherwise I'm going to be the one that's going to be paying the piper on all this stuff. But I do think there's some other incidents where the umpires are probably going a little too far with ejecting guys, but it's a tough sport to police, you know, and it's interesting, and I think honestly, I don't know how much you read lately, there's an article on ESPN.com, I think it came out yesterday or the day before, about the ball being juiced. And I just think it's gone too far. You know what I mean? I think there's way too many home runs, and it's causing a lot more issues than maybe what Major League Baseball intended. You know, they love base, they love home runs, but in some circumstances, I mean, there was 13 home runs in a game the other day between Philadelphia and Milwaukee. One game, 13 home runs, that's just too much.
Yeah, that's that probably does seem like a bit much. At Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow him over on Twitter. David Ortiz shot, what was it, his stomach at the club. I don't know what was more, I guess, tough to see that happen, you know, in a place where he's got to be beloved, obviously. But with that, you probably bring people like the gunman that did that, or the video of fans tracking him down and beating him literally to a bloody pulp.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of that story. Not that there's a good part of that story at all.
Right.
But the fact that they beat him up. He was one of the suspects. There's another guy, I guess, they arrested yesterday. And, you know, he's more beloved than the president. You know, not that that means a whole lot in a lot of countries. But, I mean, he's a big man in, you know, in the Dominican Republic. Like, you know, well-regarded. And it sounds like it was a hit. So, I mean, I think as we get more and more of the details of the story, I think it's going to really shake people's head. You know, I mean, I haven't really talked to a lot about, we have a few Dominican Republic players on our team. I haven't really gone down that road to kind of feel what they think of it, you know, because everybody's political aspects of all of it could be a little different. But it's scary times down there in the DR. There's a lot of things going on, and, you know, this is terrible. This is certainly not a good thing for a small country.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely different, to say the least. Finally, one of the things that I'm sure the Graf is paying attention to, there's fear that Seager has a serious hamstring strain. Oh, the poor Dodgers. They might lose a game.
It sounds pretty serious. Sounds, you know, Seager was the reason why they traded for Machado last year, because he missed from June on, never came back until this season. So they were forced to make a change, and they still got all the way to the World Series and lost. But, you know, that's 2 years in a row. I don't know if this is season ending. They don't really know yet. But from the different articles that you read, it sounds pretty serious. It sounds like he's going to be down for a while. You know, that's tough, because this Dodger team is a machine. You know, I know you and I touch on it about how good they are. The only time they lose, you know, what's interesting is when you really look into their losses, it's a blow. It's worse than your Cubs. When they lose, it's because of their bullpen. And that's it. Like, that's their, if they had a true bullpen, we really would be talking about a team that could be perfect, which is unbelievable. Their starting rotation is incredible. Their lineup is really good, though it is a major setback, especially for a team that was going to have to make some trades for their bullpen, and now all of a sudden, if you got to replace an everyday shortstop, that could be a big loss.
I just want to know from you, how is it that you can sweep the Cardinals and then you look terrible against the Rockies?
Well, I will say this. I've been telling you, the Rockies are really good. I thought the Rockies were going to be good at the beginning. They had a terrible start. They were just as bad as the Cubs. Their drought was even longer in the month of April. I know they started 2-12, but then it went even longer than that. But they've been on a roll, and I know there's been some one-run, late-run magic for the Rockies. But, I just think Colorado's the hot team right now. And, of course, the Rockies were the team that knocked the Cubs out of the one-game playoff last year. So there's probably a little magic there with that Colorado club.
Right.
Not that I wanted to bring that up.
As you quick... No, you gave me a reason. I asked why, and you gave me a really legitimate reason. Yankees, Rays tied in the AL East. Sox 8 games back. Twins 10.5 in the Central. Stros have a 9-game lead. So lots of big leads already in the American League. In the National League, you got Braves and Phillies tied. Mets just 5 games back. In the Central, Brewers a half game up on the Cubs. Cardinals 4. Your Pirates kind of within earshot at 7.5. Then the Dodgers have a 9-game lead over the Rockies. So that's your division leaders. And, Tim, I guess that's all the time we have to talk a little Major League Baseball storylines and the cakes. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can take a look at the Major League Baseball standings. I mean, a lot of the division champions are almost set, which is sad. You know, I mean, obviously we're going to have a lot to talk about with wild cards. But and of course, there's going to be some big competition with a couple of the divisions, like the Central. But it's sad that here we are mid-June, and a lot of it is already looks like it's already set. But of course, a lot of things can happen. Well, we're not even at the midway point yet.
Let me ask you this: would a shortened season make it more competitive?
I think so. I think we're heading down that road. You hear. You know, when you read the articles and you listen to baseball experts, they keep talking about that new CBA that's going to come out. They're working on it already. It sounds like we're going to go to we're going back to 154. There'll be a little more off days. I think the season will be short. I think it's still going to start the last day of March or the last couple days of March.
Right.
They're going to try to get the World Series out of November, have it finish, by Halloween. Make it October. You don't want that Game 7 being November 3rd, especially if you're dealing with Minnesota.
It's just ridiculous when you think of pitchers and catchers report in February, Tim. I mean, that's
it really is.
It is a long season. But more importantly, too, it's sort of like you said. I mean, you've played 2 months almost now going to your third month of baseball, and it's pretty much done. So it just kind of seems like the summer months are just get to September already. So why not start it for me? May started mid-May, end of May, or just take do that, and then all of a sudden it's call it May to August, and then September's the playoffs.
To me, less is more. I've told you that on this broadcast before.
Yeah.
I think less is more. Absolutely for the NBA, absolutely for Major League Baseball. I think both sports just play way too. You know what I mean? I just think it's too much saturation. Yeah.
NBA is looking to shorten their schedule, and if they're looking to do it, the Major League Baseball, they play literally twice as many games.
Right.
Twice as many.
No, I definitely think both should shrink their schedule. I think both should definitely cut it. And I think that's what brings so much excitement to the NFL. Not that I think 16 is the right number for any of these sports, but we only have one game a week. You talk about one game for 6 days, and I think it's what makes so much excitement with some of those sports.
As always, man, appreciate the time. Safe travels over there in El Paso. Try to stay on this side of the border would be my suggestion. I'm sure you already know about that, but you got some great margarita places down there, I've heard. So,
fajitas, margaritas, green chilies, red chilies.
Fajitas, margaritas.
You do not have to worry. I will not even consider going across that border.
I hear you, my friend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
He is. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. We'll come back. 2 segments left. Got a couple more pairs of tickets if you want to go to the Crawfish Boil Saturday. ESPN's Sports Center's going to have a little party, a little Crawfish Boil. It's free. If we get you in, it's exclusive. Pair of tickets. Doors open at 5. Crawfish should be ready around 6, I'm being told. Why they here? Real simple. Dale, he's a producer for the features segment of SportsCenter. He wants to hear from Pelicans fans. Just wants to know what you think, what you feel, why are you excited about Zion Williamson, what do you feel about this team moving on in the future. You get a chance to maybe be on SportsCenter. At the very least, free crawfish. If you want to go, give us a buzz. We'll talk about a little camp, little Pels, a little AD. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you a big guy fed up with clothes that don't fit? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. Anyone can make a bigger shirt, but DXL makes clothes that actually fit. It's all they do. Want to know their secret? Okay. They've spent years developing their own sizing patterns to make sure it's a comfortable fit every time and every size. Good luck finding that anywhere else. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
At a young age, I learned how fragile life is. When I was 11 years old, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. As the oldest child, I quickly became her secondary caregiver, which has forever shaped me. We helped my mom through multiple recurrences for 4 years before losing her to this devastating disease. At the time, treatment options were limited. All we could do was retreat with chemotherapy and watch and wait and hope. It was so hard for us to hear that the doctors thought they had it, but truly didn't. My time with my mom was cut short. But now, women living with recurrent ovarian cancer have options like maintenance therapies, which can extend their time in response and delay recurrence. These options mean power in an otherwise powerless situation. That's why I stand together with care partners and women living with ovarian cancer to declare Not On My Watch. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
It's Golic and Wingo.
During the quote-unquote steroid era, when everybody talked about how baseball knew about it but didn't want to say anything because look what was going on, who was running the show then?
Bud Selig.
Is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
It's amazing how that happened. You do realize, people, before the so-called steroid era, steroids were being used. It doesn't matter just when it was right before it was tested for and right when it started to get tested for.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
At ESPN Radio, 0800-998-1003. Michael, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, bud?
Hey, I was just calling in to add in on the conversation about Anthony Davis.
Sure, man.
I feel like there's been a lot said recently that Anthony Davis has been developed very well in New Orleans as a player, and that we're going to ruin Zion for a lot of fans who are not from New Orleans or don't cheer for New Orleans. Foolish. I was talking to my brother about it the other day, just telling him, man, Anthony Davis, you know, very well developed in New Orleans as a player, has succeeded and grown a brand for himself and a name. I mean, all the brow stuff was born out of New Orleans. And I don't know. I think it's pretty down-putting to New Orleans to talk like that. And then I think it did make a shift in our season, but I think our management did a successful job this season of kind of rebranding and rebooting that, and then also with the first-round draft pick, it leaves hope, you know, going in to next season that it won't ruin us. So I can play for us, but I am ready to see him good so we can get two first-round early draft picks.
Yeah, no, and look, you know, it's funny. We had a caller earlier, Michael, say it without it. You probably don't have David Griffin. You probably don't see the hires that you have in Langdon and in Swin Cash.
Right.
You probably don't have, bottom line, above all of that, you probably don't have Ms. Benson kind of wake up. And I mean that respectfully.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
but
that's
you probably don't have her and Dennis Lauscha and everyone else in that place go, you know what? We need to do better. And I think that's all fans ever want. Fans will support you if you're just trying. At the end of the day, while it hurts and it stinks, fans can walk away from a game that was competitive and the other team just won. You know, hit one more shot.
Right.
Scored one more touchdown. I think they got that. When you go and you see something that's just not run right, it's not coached well, you know, there's apathy. There's when it's like that, then it's tough to support. And I think that's what's going to change, man. I'm not saying 40, 50 wins this year or maybe even next year. I don't know. But there's already more excitement and more walking general managers around the city of New Orleans than there's ever been.
Right.
And that's a good thing. There's a good thing. I mean, Michael, yeah. Everyone has an opinion to what the trade should be. And they're informed. They're mentioning names. They're mentioning picks. They're mentioning what they want the team to look like. That's great because now as an organization, you have a fan base that's invested. And now you can work together. So, I look, like I said, it's a positive to me at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think what it does coming out of us gives us hope as a team where, you know, after a rough season of watching us lose a lot of games, gives us hope to say, hey, this isn't forever. You know, we're going to win games again. We're going to get back to the playoffs again. This is just for a period of time. And I know there's a lot of hatred for Anthony Davis going around New Orleans right now. But at the end of the day, man, he gave us a long run. I enjoyed watching him play basketball. He was a lot of fun in the arena just to see him play. And so best of luck to him. I hope he does well wherever he goes. I hope we do really well because of wherever he goes.
Yep. Makes a lot of sense. Michael, you want to go to the crawfish boil on Saturday?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man.
Sounds good. Hold on, man. Joey, we'll get your info. Doors open at 5. The crawfish, I'm being told, from ESPN should be 6-ish. No, that's going to be the plan to try to get it there. But have fun, man, and you know, find a camera and talk into it. I don't know how they're going to set it up. I don't know if they're going to do like a photo booth or they just walk around and ask people's opinions. But, again, this is for a SportsCenter feature that I'm assuming is probably going to air on draft night would be my guess, right? Draft day. Probably next Thursday during the day in the morning SportsCenter, afternoon SportsCenter, whatever, or even during the draft. And as we spoke with Dale, the producer, on Monday, he wants to know if we're excited. And, you know, this is your chance, man. So, Michael, thanks for calling, man.
Awesome.
Joey's going to get your info, it's real easy. We're going to get your name. Your name's going to be on the list when you walk in. They'll just scratch it off, and boom, you're good to go.
Awesome. Thanks, bud. Appreciate the show.
All right, man. All right, cool, man. Thank you. Hold on. 800-998-1003. Head coach Sean Payton yesterday in practice. Recapping day number one, just some of the things. Again, his take on Cam Jordan getting that deal.
I didn't see. I'm coming off the field, so. But I knew they were working on an extension, and I think that it's much deserved. And, you know, he's someone that has been you know, extremely productive, and so I think it's, you know, a good thing.
He's always been a very good player.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. You know, I think when his career is over, we can decide the elite, the great, the good, the very good, the tens, the eights. I know he's good enough right now. I'm watching him. You know, I think he's, you know, one of the better defensive ends, you know, run and pass. So I'm glad he's on our team.
What does he kind of bring also just from a personality standpoint? He seems like kind of a heartbeat or leader on this team. I mean, how does that?
He's one of the leaders. Yeah, look, he's should we go back to the 11 draft when we took him? I think, number one, you know, you lead with your performance and work on the field. He's one of those guys that's in great shape. He trains hard. So I think it starts, you know, with the way he prepares.
Yesterday, no Drew Brees. Today, Drew Brees was there. Ended up practice with a beautiful pass to Ted Ginn for a touchdown. Again, I've been saying, when you look at the receivers, Michael Thomas, Ginn, you throw in Jared Cook, throw the ball then to, you know, Alvin Kamara and others. I mean, that whole maybe sentiment of, oh, we need some veteran receivers to help. I don't know if it's as important as maybe we're, I don't know. Coach Payton on Michael Thomas.
And very consistent. And, you know, he'll be the next one, I'm sure. Mickey will be working. And I know that they probably already begun discussions. You know, I leave that to those guys to handle. But, yeah, he's, you know, he competes. He's durable. And, you know, he's someone that enjoys playing.
That's Coach Payton talking about the possibility that Michael Thomas would be up next for an extension again. It just makes sense to me, you know, get ahead of it. Get ahead of it now. Start thinking of how to do it. That way you don't have a massive big payday and hit all at once. And I brought this up weeks ago, if you remember. I'm not saying I'm the only one. I'm sure others did. But, look, if you're Michael Thomas, I know I got Drew Brees this year. I know I got Drew Brees this year. I know my numbers are going to be good this year. I know my report with him is this year. Not saying Teddy or whoever else I can't do it with, but I don't know who else it is. I know Bridgewater has a one-year contract this year. Will he get an extension? Possibility. I'm saying I know this year I have Drew Brees. I'm probably trying to get a short little extension. A little guaranteed money, kind of set me up for a bit. Then maybe I could work on something a little later like Julio Jones, right? Got an extension, got a deal. Now he kind of wants to rework it and all that. And he said yesterday at minicamp or today that he's not worried because Arthur Blank said that he's going to take care of him, and he will. But I'm Michael Thomas. As long as number nine's my quarterback, I'm going to look real good. I know number nine is here this year. Drew Brees' contract ends after this year. You don't know who the quarterback is. I'd sign something. That's just me. I mean, you can roll the die and do all of that and then try to go get some more and all of that. But you don't know what you're going to get after Drew Brees. And I wouldn't be surprised. So it's interesting to hear Sean Payton say, look, he wouldn't be surprised that they're already working on it. He kind of led on that they're probably already talking. So you have it. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. I want Sean's thoughts on Teddy Bridgewater. Again, he got to see a lot of work with the ones last week in OTA and minicamp. Obviously yesterday, Breeze back today, but what did he see from Teddy when he got to work with the starters? We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Henry Favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Through a report in The Athletic, Anthony Davis has narrowed his preferred list to the Knicks and the Lakers. David Griffin doesn't have to give a hoot about Anthony Davis's preferred list. This is a one-year rental situation. He can send him wherever he wants. If the Lakers or the Knicks come up with the best offer, he goes there. But I'm going to take the field on this one because I think there's 20 or 27 other teams in play.
I'm going to take the field too, Tony. First of all, the Knicks don't have
anybody I want. No.
I mean, he's already outlined, you know, a young all-star. Huh?
They don't have it.
A player who's young and might be an all-star.
No, huh? Don't have it.
So what are they Knicks? I mean, come on. I mean, really. I mean, I hope the Knicks could do fine in the draft and fine in signing somebody. But in terms of trade, I'm going with the field as well. He didn't have to help the Lakers. I mean, David Griffin isn't beholden to
them. If they cared about the Lakers, they would have made the trade already. They don't want them either. Next.
Ooh, how about that? A little round of applause. The PTI guys have come around, guys. Do you see that? That's pretty nice. I love it. Dito on Twitter. Gus, what's the phone number to call in and win the tickets to see Zion? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not seeing Zion. We're doing a feature on Zion. He's not going to be at the Crawfish Boil. And then I'd come in town for that. But we will be getting away some more tickets. Got, 12 left? 14 left? 13 left we got over the next 2 days. So, again, thanks to everybody that called in and is going on Saturday. So we'll have some time to do that as well. Let's see. Horace on Twitter says, Rich Paul's arguments highlight what he wants. Big market with max value, off-court endorsements. New York Knicks has two titles, 1970, 1973, and our bottom five win percentage past 10 years, one winning season. Lakers have two winning seasons and none in the past seven, but AD says it's about winning. Exactly right. It's all about winning. So, it's interesting, to say the least of what it is. I love, I can't say it on air, can I? I guess I, yeah. The Bema. I asked if J-Lo is the Lakers, well, what's the Knicks? And he references, never mind. I'll just leave it off the air. I don't really know how else to say it. Charles on Twitter says, I think it's part of the business, right or wrong, but this is the NBA and they'll allow this to happen. If I have the power to make things happen, why not? Because other agents in Rich Paul's position would and are doing the same. So a lot of people feel that that is kind of what's happening no matter what, no matter what. Okay. 800-998-1003, that's the number to call tomorrow. Chime in. Brian and Ola East will have the show. Mark Shafisi has you with a couple of guests from the New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame on Friday. Should be a fun, fun show. Those guys will take you and will also be able to get you into that crawfish boil as well. They'll recap fully the 2 days of mini camp. Much, much more. Jordan's cutting that sound now. So you'll hear what Coach Payton had to say today. Again, Drew Brees was back at practice. The highlight really hits Ted Ginn in a 49-second, 60-yard to score drill. Got the touchdown. Marshawn Lattimore, though, did pick off Drew Brees early in practice. So he'll have a lot more of that tomorrow. It's the Sports Hangover signing off. But next, it's Matt Moscona. And after further review, you've been listening to ESPN New Orleans.